All right, so on to item 15A, staff report. Gail, do we have any staff reports today?
Yes, I wanted to report to the board that Cicera has engaged with Leap Academy to assist with a business reengineering effort around retirement application processing. It was alluded to in the earlier discussion around the Sagitech and the pension system project. But we have engaged with Leap Academy, as I mentioned, at a cost of $27,500 and a not to exceed cost of up to $6,000 for travel. The consultant is going to be meeting with team members and leaders at Cicera and taking a look at that very important process of ours. He has also assisted another Cerul system and had great success with them. He did a number of other things at that system. We are really looking at having the consultant help us with this one process in a limited duration, limited scope engagement. And Next. Also, thank you. And then also, I wanted to mention that yesterday was the first time that we processed a retiree payroll run. It's our off-cycle run. Where solely for those members that want to do an EFT payment, electronic payment for retirement, that their first payment was done electronically. In the past, we have always done paper checks for retirees' first payments. And so we are changing that so that if retirees indicated they want to receive electronic payments for their retirement payments, we're also able to do that with the first check. You may recall that usually the first check tends to be a little larger because it's for more than 1 month. And often it can happen where they go and deposit it, but they don't have the funds fully available to them because banks sometimes do put holds on funds and such. And so where they can avoid that as well as not having to deposit checks. So it's definitely a step in the right direction and it's helping to improve the member experience. So we're excited about that. And I wanted to let the board know.
That's a big deal, actually, for a large size check, because I've run into this with certainly my banks. We have an ongoing dialogue about holds. And it's not ideal, particularly if somebody has a 3 or 4 month check, right, or rolled up into one lump sum amount. It's significant. So that's a big deal, I think. That's great news.
And I think that's all I had at this time.
All right. Any other staff reports? Apparently not. No?
No. Just
before you run off? Okay. All right. So outside professional reports, I don't think we have any outside professionals with us any longer. No, we don't. So on to trustee comments. Are there any trustee comments? This is a tired group. David.
I had a good time down at the conference in Laguna Beach. ValueAge Investors Public Fund Conference. And one of the high elements of value was the ability to sit down with Scott and Gail and just talk about pension stuff and so forth. And the ability to reconnect outside of the Zoom screen was great.
Yeah, I agreed. David and I had more FaceTime quality time to talk about Cicera business than I think we've had in probably 2 years, right? I mean, I'm not exaggerating. It was really valuable. I would also add that in addition to being able to talk to David and Gail, we had some pretty interesting panels that and presenters, and it was a wide range of topics. But the continuing tension exists in the presentations for those who espouse that the role of trustee should be essentially without. Well, I don't want to be unfair here, but we should be seen and not heard for the most part, and that our fiduciary obligations seem to be limited and are remote to the business of pension administration, which should be left to others, as well as the investment side. And for those of us, you know, who have been through this or who know some of the feelings of those of us on the board, I certainly bristled at that more than once during this conference and took a lot of notes and have a lot of concern about what is being purveyed through this medium, particularly for trustees who may be new to systems, who don't have a wealth of experience and in terms of understanding what those fiduciary responsibilities really are, and whether it be with respect to disability hearings or the management and care of investments, the processing of payments, the taking care of our members and retirees in particular. It's a lot. And there are those who advocate that our role should be more limited and merely establishing policy and staying out of the way. So we heard that at this conference on a couple of panels. David shaking his head, and he and I had this conversation there. It was it's interesting. There's a dynamic out there that we should all be aware of.
Well, I think the last thing that we should become is a rubber stamp retirement board. And I don't fear that with Sisera, but I don't like the trend, if that trend actually exists. So I agree with you. If there's new trustees that are going to a conference and you get somebody up there who's saying, stay in your lane, it's like, well, you know, looking after the whole of the system. So the whole of the system is the lane, you know, yeah. Anyway, it's something to keep an eye on and something that I'll be discussing at SACRS also with the board there.
That's a great pulpit you have to, you know, make some inroads on that. So I saw hands go up from Jerry and then John. So Jerry.
David, you used the word trend. Is this more a snapshot of the character of existing boards, or you actually get the sense that there are more boards that are being encouraged to go in that direction?
I think that, well, at this conference, it gave me the impression that, it was one presenter in particular. So I wouldn't say that it was the focus of the conference to do that. I mean, that the conference was more on broader topics of,
right,
of pensions, but this one speaker, and I've heard him a couple of times, and one of these days now, but if there's, but it keeps getting repeated. And like Scott said, if you're a new trustee and you hear like, well, you got to know you got to stay inside the room here and stay in your corner and just, you know, vote aye or nay, you know, that, it's something for us to look out for. I mean, when I went through the training through IFBBP and learned about more about the fiduciary duties and so forth, it is like, wow, we really are responsible for quite a bit, and we need to own that responsibility and not just purely delegate and be okay with that. I think we need to remain actively involved in the work of the system.
Yep, agreed. John.
I'm really following, as it turns out, on Jerry, looking for more sense of where this is coming from. And David describing one individual as the primary source at the moment. Is he a trustee on one of our sister plans? Is that, or is it somebody who speaks at conferences? Any more flavor on what might be driving this?
He's a plan CEO.
Right.
And I thought he might be from San Diego, but
he's
is it Texas that he's from?
Yes, yeah. Texas.
But I've also heard some folks from CalPERS speak along these lines. And I'm not quite sure what their experiences have been. with respect to trustees and what trustees have wanted to do and so forth, and how granular they wanted to get. But I think that our group works very well, and we have different perspectives, and I think we complement each other very well. I think we all take our responsibilities seriously.
Yes.
So I think Sisera is the model of a board of retirement, and hopefully other systems are like us.
I was going to say both the comment that he was not from California, not particularly important, but CEO, and presumably at some conflict from time to time, contention with his board, is from my perspective very different than that the leadership of the group wanting the board to take less role comes from boards itself. Anyway, not good or bad, but that was the flavor I was trying to get.
I did hear from, I think, one of the trustees from CalPERS speak in a similar vein with stay in your lane kind of comments. But this individual at this last conference, he was a CEO at a system.
Right, yes. He was a career administrator. And then the other, there were actually two occasions at this particular conference I heard. One was him on his panel, and there was one other panelized. So I sat through two where that thematically came through, which, as I say, I tend to bristle at. But, you know, there's a happy medium as to, you know, a board not micromanaging a system versus mailing it in. That sweet spot is somewhere in between. We have a pretty good sweet spot here, I think, but there are others who I think are to the other end of the spectrum from us. Mike?
Yeah, to follow up on David's comment about CalPERS, I went to one of the classes, and there was one speaker that made a comment, and it stuck with me, and it must be a pretty well-known comment that goes around, is noses in and fingers out, which he was trying to explain as keep your nose in it, know what's going on, but stay out of the actual workings of it. So I guess what they're trying to say there was don't get involved in the management of the office, but still be aware of what's going on throughout the retirement system is, you know, the only thing I can relate to that. But
yeah,
it's still the same category of idea, I think.
Yeah, I would say easier said than done. But that's you know, it's a great analogy in terms of what, yeah, I think that's exactly what they're espousing. Any other trustee comments or thoughts? All right, well, seeing none, we will stand adjourned until next time. Be safe, be well, and look forward to our next meeting. Thanks, everybody. Sorry for a long one, but, you know, occasionally they happen.
Great to see y'all.
Nice job, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Have a good one.